You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. It's time to talk arts in northern Minnesota with Area Voices. We begin our cavalcade with our friend Katie Marshall. She's the executive director of McCroskey Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Thanks for coming in today, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's start with what's going on beyond McCroskey
tonight. Yeah, we've got a great lineup for First Friday, as always. At Frame Up, Karen from Wine Creations is going to be sampling her products, and Sarah Warner from 3 Month Sun Photography will be displaying her portrait work. And at the VFW Post, Sam Miltich and friends are going to be playing, as always, but this month their special guest is Dave Graff on trombone. And I believe this is Dave's first trip to our community, so we'll want to be sure to welcome him. And so they're going to spend an evening exploring the musical repertoire of J.J. Johnson and Joe Pass. So if you know jazz, I'm sure that means something. At Moxie, they're welcoming artist Victoria Craigthorpe with her paintings in mixed media, plus some light refreshments and new arrivals for spring in their shop. At Central Square Mall, Jennifer Gorman is going to be their featured artist. So she is a positivity specialist, a change maker, an art therapist, a public speaker, workshop giver, runner, and unicorn lover. And her exhibit, 352 pounds, will be displayed on the south wall, and Sweet Amelia's cupcakes will be served at Center Court. Also in Central Square Mall is Itasca Life Options, where Jennifer works. And they are going to be showing the work of their artists from artists of all abilities that they're crafted by Itasca Life Options shop. In Central School, the artists in residence are welcoming a new artist, Kathy Momsen, who works in ceramics and does hand-decorated functional pottery inspired by nature and the human form. Plus, artists Mary Myers Corwin and Wasa Abid will be up on the third floor as well. And the North Star Women's Club is going to be showing free kids movies, as they've been doing every first Friday for the last few months. So that's going to be screenings at 4:40 and 5:30, also in Central School, with free popcorn and hot chocolate. At Brood Awakenings, the featured artist is Reed Peterson, so he'll be showing digital work, his works in digital and mixed media, with music by Sam Miltich from 4 to 5:30 and a dinner special, as always. And tonight at the Rife Center, Rife Dance Company show is kicking off, so that's going to be at 7:30, and there's tickets available online or at the Rife box office.
Wow. Lots going on.
So I think that's the works for the First Friday lineup, and then that leaves McCroskey Arts Center.
That's right, and Katie Carter, you got a chance to stop by yesterday, right?
I did. I got to see...
Had you been there before?
Not recently. I hadn't stopped in there recently. Usually when I come to Grand Rapids for work, it's like I'm rushing to get back to Bemidji.
Right.
And so yesterday I was able to go in. Great. Well, the two feature artists are just... I think phenomenal. And it's like a whole installation situation.
Yes. Yeah. It's really exciting. So we have two artists this month, as always. Andrew Norden is in the McCroskey Gallery, and he has a series of paintings called Threshold. That's part of a body of work that he's creating as part of a Minnesota State Arts Board grant. And his work is really fun. It's abstract, geometric, really colorful. And it's sort of reflecting on rural landscapes. And then in the Minnesota Gallery, we have a ceramic sculpture installation by Aaron Paradis. And it is really fun. It's fun to have an installation that really utilizes the space. She came in and spent a few days putting the work together.
She even painted the walls.
Yeah, she painted the walls in some places and hung things in a very meticulous
You brought
manner.
Your little puppy in today, didn't you?
I have a very, very squirmy and whimpering 4-year-old at my lap.
Live radio.
Nobody would know that from how much information she's giving us.
I can't figure out what the whimpering is about. But.
Well, it's really, the McCroskey looks fantastic right now. So,
Yeah, it's fun. So both artists will be there tonight and speaking at our artist talks at 6 p.m. We will also have food by the ground round. And lots of good stuff going on, wine and other refreshments, as always. So it'll be fun to hear from the artists, because usually when there's works that are more abstract, it's really fun to hear about like where that all comes from and what their process is. And the ceramic sculptures are really cool. They're
they're huge.
Some of them are quite large, yes, and very twisty, and
what's it called? Comfort and entanglement.
Yes. Yeah. I think it sort of relates to anxiety and whatnot. So yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it should be a great night for all out and about in Grand Rapids.
That's right. So that's Katie Marshall, McCroskey Arts Center. You can find information at their website, McCroskeyArtsCenter.org, or GrandRapidsArts.org.
That's right.